Rabbi Yehuda Leib Whitler.
Good Kvittel and a good Yah. I would like to speak this morning about Zman Simchaseinu Bechlal. The Tzukas is called Zman Simchaseinu. What lies in this? And about Simchas Beis HaSheva Bifrat. The Simchas Beis HaSheva. Very interesting. Minhag Yisrael. To make a zeicha, we make a zeicha to the Simchas Beis HaSheva that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, many things took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and we do not make a zeicha for all of them. And we've chosen to make a particular zeicha for this avoida of Simchas Beis HaSheva. You could say, well, it's very pleasant and very geschmack. But I believe that in Hagim of Klal Yisrael, there's more to it than that. The fact that Kol Beis Yisrael, Sfardim Ashkenazim, every place they've chosen to make such a zeicha, there's very old minhagim, different styles of Simchas Beis HaSheva, saying Shia Malos, dancing, all different styles, but the actual inyan of making a zeicha for Simchas Beis HaSheva is ancient. Klal Yisrael have always done it. The Gaon, in fact, made a Simchas Beis HaSheva, the Vilna Gaon, even on Leil HaShanah Rabbah. There were certain minyanim in Vilna that said Slichas on Leil HaShanah Rabbah because there's an aspect of Din. And the Gaon made a Simchas Beis HaSheva on Leil HaShanah Rabbah. Why have Klal Yisrael chosen to make a Zeicha for this Avoida Bifrat? And I want to strengthen the question. Simchas Beis HaSheva, if we analyze the word carefully, is the simcha of the drawing of the water. Simchas Beis HaSheva. They drew water for Nisuch HaMayim. And from the Me'ah Shiloach, they would draw the water. It was outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the drawing of the water was done, that drawing of the water, which was then the water was brought into the Beis HaMikdash and up the steps from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael, and ultimately the Nisuch HaMayim water was poured on the Mizbeach. The whole year round, only wine was poured on the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaYayin. On Sukkot, there was Nisuch HaMayim, water was poured on the Mizbeach, Shivchi Kamayim, Libeich, Neichach, Bnei Hashem. The Sforim write, Mayim's Meramis to Chasodim. The kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayim is life, Panosa, life, and water was poured on the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaMayim. Those that are Bali Kriya will know that in the actual Kabbonis of Sukkot at the end of Pinchas, you can see the extra letters of Mayim, because Nisuch HaMayim took place on Sukkot. And this Shi'ivas HaMayim, the drawing of the water to do the Nisuch HaMayim, was done with great simcha. And there's a pasuk, U'sha'avtem Mayim v'sasayim, that the drawing of the water has to be done with great simcha. U'sha'avtem Mayim v'sasayim Mayine HaYeshua, some add in that it's after the Yeshua of Yom HaKippurim. Yishi, Yom HaKippurim is a Yeshua. A Yeshua, it's Kaparis Havoinos, it's a Yeshua. After the Yeshua of Yom HaKippurim comes with Shavtem Mayim Besosai. I'll call upon him, clear it is that the Simchas Beis HaSheva was a Simcha that took place round the Shivas Mayim for Nisuch HaMayim. And this is where it gets really problematic, that we're not doing the Nisuch HaMayim. We don't do any Nisuch HaMayim. We haven't got a Mizbeach. There's no Nisuch HaMayim. So you're making a Zeicha for something which you're so far removed from. You're making a Zeicha for the Simcha of the Nisuch HaMayim, which we're not doing. It would make more sense to make a Zeicha of the Nisuch HaMayim, to make a Simcha, a Zeicha of the Simcha of the Nisuch HaMayim. So this needs particular explanation. So let's learn the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Sukkah v'Lulav, where the Rambam describes the Simchas Beis HaSheva. We'll learn it together, and then whatever happens, we'd learn to Rambam together. Pe'ches milchus lulav halacha yud beis. Afal pisha kol hamoyadois mitzvah lismoyach bohen. All the Yom Tov, and there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Thank you. B'chag HaSukkos, on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, hoyisa b'mikdosh yoyim simcha yiseira. There was a greater simcha in the Beis HaMikdosh on Sukkos than the other Yom Tovim. Shenam usmachden b'nei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim. Then the Rambam describes how this simcha on Sukkos took place. On Erev Yom Tov, that's tomorrow, they would make a great takon in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would make a mokoyim, lenoshim milmailo, ula anoshim milmato, kadesh le yisavu elum im elu. If there wasn't the proper mechitza in place, with lenoshim lemailo, anoshim lemato, there could be no simcha. Umaschilin lismoyach mimoytsoy Yom Tov harishon, on Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon, the Simcha would start. V'chein v'chol yoyim v'yoyim miyamei choylish ha-moyed. They would start a great Simcha after the Tomit Shalbein ha-abayim. Lismoyach l'shor ha-yoyim for the rest of that day. Kol ha-layl on right through the night. So the Rambam is describing the Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdosh, starting Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon every night. What did the simcha? How did the simcha exactly? What form did it take? Hecholil makir. There was a flute. There was a kinnor, mitzaltayim, all different musical instruments, and everybody had a cliché that he knew how to use. Some were singing with their mouths. Some with instruments. They were roikdim. They were dancing, clapping. Mefazazin and mecharkerin, some say it actually refers to somersaults, called echod ve'echod, kemoisha yedea. Ve'oimrim divrei shiros v'sishbochos, that were saying shvochim and shiros le'evishta. That's two halachas, Beis and Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Dalet, mitzvah laharabis p'simchazu, this simcha, the more you do, the better. It wasn't a matter of everybody just jumping on the bandwagon. G'dayli Yisrael, Rosh Yeshivas, Sanhedrin, Chasidim, Zakeinim, Anshe Maisa. They were the ones that were Meraktin, Umasapkin, Umanagnin, Umasamchin. It was very well organized. He had all the Anoshim Chashuvim, Rosh Yeshivas, Gaboim, Askonim Chashuvim. They were there dancing, singing, clapping. It's Tutsach. And everybody else is watching.
We did that in Matan Torah. We we're
coming to that. That was a nail on the head. Yeah. And then the Ram, once we come to that Tesvav, the Ram gives a general, the Ram and Tesvav, the last halacha gives a general summary on the Inyan of Simcha Bichlal. Hasimcha sheyismach Adam basiyas hamitzvah uva'avas hakeil shetzivah behem Bichlal. A person being sameach with mitzvahs and with avos hakeil, avoida gedoylehi, this is a great avoida. The cholamaneya atzum besimchazu roi leparim emenu, we'll come back to that halacha tesvav, that summary soon. So as has been noticed over here, the Rambam has got a lot to say, three halachas about the simchas besheh she'eva, every single detail right down to the somersaults, and not a word about the water. Not a word. Totally missed out the fact that this simcha took place round the Nisuch HaMayim. Plenty of chance to have mentioned it. Eichoysa simchazu. How did it take place? All the musical instruments. And you've not mentioned the water. You've not even mentioned that it's a simchas beis hasheiva, that it's a simcha on the drawing of the water. No mention of shavta mayim besosoin. He brings the pasuk of smachn v'nei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim, which is written in the Gemara and mainly brought in the Gemara with regard to taking Abaminim called Shiva in the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't, not a word about the water. So this Ha'ara is the Ha'ara of the Briskerov. So if Sadeh Rachim is safer, printed safer, why is the Rambam missed out the Nisach HaMayim? And the Briskerov builds out of this a Chiddush Gadol, that the Rambam held that what we call the Simchas Beis HaSheva, and what we imagine is the miyuchadika simcha of the Nisach HaMayim, is in fact the general simcha of Simchas Yontif of Sukkos. As the Ram did not look upon it as a specific simcha of emanating from the Nisach HaMayim, he looked upon it as being the general simcha of Sukkos. It's the simcha of Zaman Simchaseinu. For some reason, they pravered this simcha round the Nisach HaMayim, but it was not the simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. That's another point about the specific location, but it's not what it's about. It's the simcha of Sukkos. Whatever you understand to be Zman Simchaseinu of Sukkos, that's what Simchas Beis HaSheva is. It's not the simcha that emanates from the Nisach HaMayim. Obviously, you're going to all ask, if so, why focus it in some way? Why place it in some way around the Nisach HaMayim if that's not really what it's specifically about? And that's the question which I'm putting on the table today. That after the Bris Kerov's Chiddush, that it's not the simcha of Nisach HaMayim Bifrat, it's the simcha's Yontif Bichlal. For many years it disturbed me that if it's the simcha's Yontif Bichlal, why in fact was it in some way based around the Nisach HaMayim? If the Nisach HaMayim is so, let's call it, forgive me using this word just to bring up the question, if the Nisach HaMayim is so insignificant as to not be mentioned in the Rambam, so how comes it's so significant in the Gemara? That's the question. After the Bris Kerov, for those who live in a Bris Kerov, what's Tutsak? What's going on? Then another interesting question is that if this is a Simchas Yontif rather than a Simcha with a mitzvah, it's not the Simcha of doing a mitzvah, of doing a mitzvah b'simcha, it's more the Simchas Yontif, then let's go back to that last Rambam, that summary. Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah uva'avas akel shesiva. The Rambam gives, as he often does, like a general limud which we can take out over here about the importance of doing mitzvahs b'simcha. If somebody wants to find where in the Rambam they talk about doing mitzvahs b'simcha, he could talk about in Hilchus Tfilin, perhaps he talks about in Hilchus Tzitzis. The place where the Rambam talks about doing mitzvahs b'simcha is over here. So the question is, bishlam, if this simcha will be the simcha of doing the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, it's the simcha with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, then it makes sense the Rambam should talk about the simcha b'asiyas hamitzvahs over here. But if this is not a case of a simcha with a particular mitzvah, if this is the simchas yontif bichlal, not the simcha of asiyas hamitzvah, so if I was the Rambam, I would have brought a simcha shizvah asiyas hamitzvah somewhere. It's talking about asiyas hamitzvah. This is not a case of doing a mitzvah of a simcha. This is a general simchas yontif of Sukkos. That also needs to go into the equation of what we have to think about to get into the Zman Simchaseinu and to get into understanding this Rambam. So the obvious thing over here is that we have to look into what really is the Simcha of Sukkos. The whole Yontif, starting from tomorrow night, we're going to be saying Ratzitin Lanu Chaga Sukkos Hazeh Zman Simchaseinu. What exactly is the Simcha of Sukkos? Much is said about this, and much more still needs to be said. Some say the Simcha of Sukkos is the Simcha of the Kaparos Avoinus of Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yochum Zechein Nevracha writes beautifully about the feeling that a Yid should have after the Kapari, his gain from Chet, the simcha of that purity from Chet. And he says, that is the simcha of Sukkot. He builds this out from the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says that on Sukkot they used to sing, Ashrei mi shelei chata, umi shechata yashuv yimcha lai. It says that there were people who were tzaddikim and never done aveiras. There were people who had done aveiras and done tshuva. And it says, Eile veile oimim, both used to sing the same song. Ashrei mi shelei chata, umi shechata yashuv yimcha lai. That same ashrei, even the person who's done a chet can reach that ashrei again, yashuv yimcha lai, through tshuva. So he builds out from there that the simcha was the simcha of Kaparas Havainas. He also mentions, you see how they used to be praising the Mizbeach after the Hishanas. They would leave and say, Yoifi l'cha Mizbeach. They were praising the Mizbeach, how beautiful the Mizbeach is. Why is Mizbeach so beautiful? Because Mizbeach brought the Kaparas Havainas. So that they looked at the Mizbeach as being the Yoifi of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chaheinu Chaheina, so that's a beautiful Mahalach, this the Simcha Kaparas Havainis. But I want to share with you a Mahalach which is very much built on a Maharal, another Mahalach in Zman Simcha Seinu. And it goes back to actually this is Torah from the Pi Ha'asayin. Can you hear Torah from the, you know, the Pi Ha'asayin? It's not a Sefer. Bilam had a Asayin. And this is Torah from the Pi Ha'asayin. I know you would call this Sefer Pi Ha'asayin, but it is Torah from the Pi Ha'asayin. Because the Asayin says to Bilam, Loma hikisani zeh shalosh shagalim. Why did you hit me three times? And we would have said, if we had been the Asayin, Loma hikisani zeh shalosh pa'omim. It's a very strange lashon to say zeh shalosh regalim, even though you can use the word regalim for times, but it's not the normal expression. It's so difficult, in fact, that Rashi, who is busy with pshat, feels he has to say something. It doesn't make sense in pshat to use the osin. He's busy explaining how the osin spoke, that the osin should say regalim instead of pa'omim. So Rashi says the osin was saying a shtikl tayah. He wasn't just asking a question. The Olsen was saying that Klal Yisrael keep the Shalosh Regalim. How can you, Bilam, expect to give a klala to Klal Yisrael who keep Shalosh Regalim? This is quite a London Olsen. What we have to understand is Londas. Vos punkt Shalosh Regalim. It doesn't say anywhere that Bilam was on his way in Chol HaMoed, he was travelling Chol HaMoed. Vos punkt Shalosh Regalim. Actually, you should say, how do you expect to be the Kalal Klal Yisrael when you put on tefillin? Or wear tzitzis, or keep Shabbos? Learn Torah. What's punk Shalosh Regalim? Very interesting. What's punk chat on the Austin? Shalosh Regalim. So this is an idea which is taken from the Maharal, the Engel Arya. It's like this. Shalosh Regalim, it's actually built in Maral and Gevurah Hashem, it elaborates much more. That the Shalosh Regalim are not three separate inyonim. Or I should say, not just three separate inyonim. Even though each regal has its own beauty and its own inyon, but they also together form a certain program. The Shalosh Regalim form a certain program together. Like if we were farmers, many Yidden were mol. Agriculturally, the Shalosh Regalim were three stages. You would know that there was a Chag Ha'aviv, you would know when the Tevuah grew, when it was harvested, when it was gathered. Nobody would say, well, the harvesting has got nothing to do with the growth, and the gathering has got nothing to do with the harvesting. We can harvest in field A, and we can gather in field B. It's a process. It grows, it's harvested, it's gathered. So a farmer would certainly look at the Shalosh Regalim as being a program, as being a process and a build-up. Says in Maral that the Gashmiistic picture of the Shalosh Regalim mirrors the ruchnistic picture of the Shalosh Shagalim, that there's an Aviv and a Kotzir and an Osif. There's a process of growth taking place in Klal Yisrael, which has to be worked through from Pesach to Shavuos to Sukkot. And let's think about it, and we'll see that to a certain extent we're aware of these components, although we don't necessarily put them together. Pesach is Klal Yisrael's Aviv. They sprout forth from the earth. We come into existence. We're taken out of Mitzrayim, Goyim Mekerev Goy. The Tevuah comes into existence. The Reishis Tevuasai, which is Klal Yisrael, have now sprouted forth from the earth. The next stage is Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael, as Reb Sadia Gaon puts the famous Loshen, Ein Klal Yisrael Am, Ela B'Teirasam. They don't exist as a people without Torah. So that's the next stage. There's nothing to harvest over here. There's nothing really here until you have a Klal Yisrael with Kabbalah Satayah. Then Klal Yisrael really are ready. They're ready. Klal Yisrael with their Torah. What can be left after Yetzias Mitzrayim? I can tell you, what more is there to do? The answer is like this. A person can be mekabel the Torah b'kfir. He can do it because he has to do it. Or I should say, only because he has to do it. A person can be at a level where he's only doing it because he has to do it. Im lav shom tekvuraschem. Like we were shown at Har Sinai, that if we forsake the Torah, Shom tekvuraschem, that would be the end of us. We realize we have to do this. But there is another stage. There's a stage of kihem chayenu, a stage of, the further stage is the simcha of Torah, where a person does something with a feeling of joy, where he wants to do it. With a child, you can have this. When he's young, to find ways to get him to do something, even though he doesn't necessarily appreciate the beauty of what he's doing. But as he gets older, you expect to understand it more and to appreciate the beauty of it. The level of simcha with Torah and mitzvahs bichlal is a whole new stage. Is this not working so well?
That's right.
That's a whole new stage. The third stage and the final stage in the development of Klal Yisrael is Zman Simchaseinu. You know what Zman Simchaseinu means? When everything in Ruchnias, the Torah, the Mitzvot, the Avodas Hashem, the whole Geschäft, the whole Ruchniastic Geschäft is elevated to the level of Simcha. That's called Zman Simchaseinu. It's loy bechinam that on Sukkot we have, at the highest point of Sukkot, we have the Simchas HaTorah. The Simchas HaTorah is a Simcha of Siyum HaTorah. Technically, it could have been any time in the year. We could have arranged that we start Bereishis in Tevis and finish Vezeis HaBarach in Tevis. We would have had Simchas HaTorah in Tevis, and would have been Geshmak and Leibnik in the middle of Tevis. But it's not. It was timed by the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, and it's got Mekeiros, Mamish, Midraisa, to make the Simchas HaTorah at this, within this Yontif. Because this Yontif is a man Simchaseinu, and it's written Stam, because it's Klali, it's general. It's when the whole Isak of Torah and Mitzvahs is elevated to the level of Simcha. It's possible that this doesn't contradict what Rabbi Yerucham says, that there's a simcha of kaporas havoinais. It could be the two married together very well, because the simcha of kaporas havoinais is not just in its own right, I am happy that I got kapora not aveira. It's a door that's opened for the person. That now that the person's got rid of certain undesirable things, he's able to buy into this great simcha of Torah mitzvahs bichlal. The two go together. And therefore Sukkot takes on a colossal meaning. A colossal meaning of simcha. He's coming back to the question which we asked at the beginning, that if the Brisa Gavas taught us that the simcha of Sukkot is the simcha, the Brisa Gavas taught that the simcha of Beis HaSheva is the simcha's yonta for Sukkot, so why did it take place round the Nisach HaMayim? And the answer is that the very simcha of Sukkot, as we explained, is the simcha of Torah and mitzvahs bichlal. And there's no better way to appreciate something than by having an example. An example of doing a mitzvah b'simcha was doing the Zechamayim b'simcha. But it wasn't about this Zechamayim b'frat. That's an example. It's very irritating when you give somebody an example and they think all you're talking about is the example. You're trying to give them a message. An example is an example. And the Ram didn't want us to get irritated. The Ram didn't want us to lose the point and think, you know what the Simcha HaSheva is about? Nisach HaMayim is a one-off sort of mitzvah that you have to do with great simcha. No, that's an example of doing a mitzvah b'simcha. But it can be tefillin. It can be tzitzis. It can be limud ha-Torah. It's about every mitzvah you do. And Nisach HaMayim is the example. So the Gemara speaks about Nisach HaMayim because that was the example. That was taken as an example. But the Rambam misses out the Nisach HaMayim because it's an example. It's not about Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaMayim alone. It's about Simcha and Mitzvahs Bechlel. And that's where the Rambam finishes off, Ha Simcha Sheyisma Cha'odon Basiyas HaMitzvah. He's not just chapping around a chance to give a nice schmooze about doing mitzvahs b'simcha. He's busy explaining what the simcha of Sukkot is. The simcha of Sukkot is the time in the year where a person learns about simcha with mitzvahs b'chlal and with Torah b'chlal. That's the time of the year when we draw that simcha. We draw that simcha from Sukkot. It's an opportune time. It's after Yom Kippur.
So.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's take this. My friend over here is asking a fantastic question. That what we've put down now really is that Simchas Beis HaSheva is teaching us about the whole idea of Simchas HaMitzvah. My friend over here is asking, so tomorrow morning we're still putting on tefillin. No, who's going to do the somersault? Who's going to juggle? Who's going to play the keyboard? The very nature of the Simcha seems to be much more expressive, much more extrovert than we normally associate with Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So I'll throw you a question which will get you thinking even more about this very same Hara. There's a well-known saying of the Ari HaKadosh, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ari HaKadosh said that what he was zeicha to, his Ruach HaKodesh and his Hasagas, he was Zaycha through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's the Zog, it's well known. Now I want to ask you the following thought provoking question. What did he mean? Because I use the Lashon Simcha Shel Mitzvah in two completely different contexts. I use Simcha Shel Mitzvah to refer to the fact that I try to put on tefillin b'simcha, and I call that Simcha Shel Mitzvah. I also use Simcha Shel Mitzvah to refer to the fact when there's achnosa sefer Torah, I dance with the music. Or when there's a Simchas Torah, I dance with the music. Was Arizal referring to the fact that when he did mitzvahs day in, day out, he did them with great simcha? Or was he referring to those, we'll call it occasions of simcha shal mitzvah, like achnosa sefer Torah or simcha Torah? See, what my friend over here is really pointing out, we tend to have two categories of simcha shal mitzvah. We'll call it, there's occasions of simcha shal mitzvah, like simcha says, it's an occasion. The whole occasion is an occasion of simcha shal mitzvah. And then we have a category, you do a mitzvah, and you're told you're supposed to do mitzvahs per simcha. Which one was Arizal referring to? And which one, that's really the question, which one are we talking about here? Because the question that's been posed is, and it's the correct question, that the way we're learning now that Sukkot is about doing mitzvahs per simcha bichlal, so the sort of simcha we discuss over here seems to be more an occasion of simcha rather than just doing a mitzvah the simcha. So let me tell you, there's actually a steer about this. The Chofetz Chaim, aforementioned Mishnah Berurah, brings it down in Hilchas Simchas Torah. When he talks about Simchas Torah, and says, really get into it and start dancing and clapping and be part of the spirit of it. So he brings how the Vilna Gaon was dancing b'chol koicha in front of the Sefer Torah. And then he says, v'heyidu al Arizal, that he was zeichet his Ruach HaKodesh through Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So he brings it in the context of Simcha's Torah, the dance of Simcha. The Charedim, who has lived in the same time as Arizal, brings this Arizal down on a regular Tuesday afternoon. He talks about when you do mitzvahs, do them b'simcha, and in that context he says Arizal did mitzvahs b'simcha, and that's how he was zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. So which one was it? I once said this over somewhere, and somebody said to me, it's a machloikas Mishnah Berurah and Charedim. I don't like that. It's not. We only know this Arizal from the Charedim. So why did the Mishnah Berurah bring it down by Simchas Torah? And the answer, we're going to answer this question with another question, like a Yid always does. There's another question over here. I'm sure this must have disturbed some people too. If we have to take an example on Sukkot, why punk nisach amayim? Those who put on tefillin chol hamoed will tell you, why couldn't they take tefillin? It's every day. Why take nisach amayim, which after Sukkot people might miss the point?
Efshe kanzan esman is always used as a vehicle of mishmar to make the mantle we're taking this vehicle.
That's a beautiful idea. Like the matter was taken for Kriyasyam, that's a beautiful idea. The Sefer Be'er Yosef and Yosef Salant, and he says something wonderful. Why, and I'll start with this, why, and then we'll come back to that kasha and we'll land. He says, why did they take Nisach HaMayim when it was only example? You have to know something very special about Nisach HaMayim. It goes back to Bryas HaOlam. At the time Bryas HaOlam, you remember it, the Mayim HaTachtonim were Boichim. The Eibishter made a mavdil, there's water down here, there's water in Shomayim, Shomayim. And the Medrash says, Mayim HaTachtonim Boichim, Anan Ba'inan, the Mehevi Kamimalka. Why are we far away down here on earth, right down, with the Somagushim, with the sea, with water, and there's mine that's become elevated, become more ruchniastic. We want to be close to the Eibishter. So the Eibishter says to the Mayim, stop crying, there'll be Nisach HaMayim, and the water will be elevated. The water will be elevated on the Mizbeach, and the water stopped crying. Rav Shamshmi Ostropodi used to say, that's why B'Shas HaChub, and it says, Al Nares Bovel Shom Yoshavnu, Gam Bochinu, not Ubochinu, because the water started to cry again, so we cried together with the water. Gam Bochinu, we also cried with the water. So Nisach HaMayim, besides being a mitzvah protis, also symbolizes, more than symbolizes, tells us how mitzvahs elevate and bring a person lifnei Hashem. And in fact, Nisach HaMayim, we mustn't make a mistake and think it's only Nisach HaMayim, because that's on the Mizbeach, therefore that's lifnei Hashem. Every mitzvah brings a person lifnei Hashem. The Rambam in his Igros writes to his son, Avram, that when you blow a shofar, realizing you're blowing it lifnei Hashem. When you take the lulav, you're being mesameach lifnei Hashem. Every mitzvah is a lifnei Hashem. The David HaMelech says, Ivdus Hashem besimcha, boyu lefonov birnono. That's not two things. The side of Ivdus Hashem besimcha is because it's a boyu lefonov. The boyu lefonov generates a simcha. Because it's a boyu lefonov. And this is why they built the Simcha Shal Mitzvah around Nisach HaMayim, because Nisach HaMayim was very well known as being a demonstration how mitzvah brings you lifnei Hashem. The Mayim wanted to be lifnei Hashem, the Mayim comes lifnei Hashem. And in fact, every mitzvah you do, it brings you lifnei Hashem. So now, coming to the question, are there not really two categories of Simcha Shal Mitzvah? You can see what I'm leading up to. The whole Hanocha, which I've put down in the question, this whole steer between Mishnah Berurah and the Charedim is not a steer, because there are not two categories. The same Simcha that there is by what we call an event of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Simcha's Torah, Achnosa Sefer Torah, an event. That same Simcha be'emes can be by putting on tefillin on a Tuesday morning. It happens, both of them are lifnei Hashem. If you'll have a chance over Yontov to go through the whole Lashon of the Rambam in Tesvav, in Halacha, the last Halacha, he says clearly the whole Simcha of Mitzvahs comes from that Lismoyach lifnei Hashem. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekeichem. It happens to be that when many people are doing a mitzvah together, it's more appropriate then to start dancing and taking a band to express that simcha. It's more appropriate than when yechidim are doing a mitzvah separately. In theory, let's say you are making a private siyum. So a siyum is a famous event of simcha. But if you are making a private siyum, you might not necessarily hire a band for your own private siyum. I remember I used to go to a certain Talmud Chacham, he'd often make siyumim. His siyum, there was no band, there was no rakida, it was deeply meaningful. You'd ask Noam to come along, make a siyum, a few people, Al-Chaim, a siyum, Chaim Kinevsky, make siyumim, there's no band, there's no rakida, it doesn't have to be so expressive. When a lot of people are making a siyum, you've got 120,000 people are making a siyum, so you get a Baal Menagin. But it's not that in essence there's a difference. The Arizal Simcha Shal Mitzvah was the concept that you're doing a mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah of being Messiah, Kesiva Sefer Torah, being Messiah, Mesechta, or being Messiah, Leining, Chamisha Torah, or it's a mitzvah of Tefillin, or it's a mitzvah of Tzitzis, it's a boy of honor. And if it's a boy of honor, you've got to generate inside you a simcha. Circumstantially, if there's loads of people doing the same mitzvah at the same time, and feeling the same thing, then they'll make it into an event.
That's, I would have thought my Yovel 150
years would
also be known
that. Yovel, you managed to hit the nail on the head. Yovel was a major event. It was a major event. Eichlin, v'shoysin, v'smeichim, it was a major event. The end of the day. The Rikud. Oh, so we could think about it, misad the timing of it. At the end of the day, the cork coming off the bottle after the kaparis havoidus, and now entering into that simcha. Plenty of food for thought. I wish you a very good yontif. Who's my friend over there? Who is it? Who's the seat over here?
Can I have your topic, please?
Yeah, who's my friend over here? Thank you. Thank you.